that is so important. It says, if a righteous man, you know, I mean, it's a righteous man. A righteous man means, righteous means right standing with God. You were in right standing with God, and then you turned away. So see, that's the devil's business, is to get us to turn away. And let me tell you one of the big things that causes us to turn away: offense. It is, if I just started saying it like this, if you're offendable, you'll be offended. There's no way around it. Somebody, the devil is going to send somebody around to pull your chain. And if you depend on this offense, well, if I'm offended, I'm not going to church. Well, I'm offended, I'm going to change churches. Well, if I'm offended, well, guess what? There'll be somebody offend you over there too. Because it's the devil who is after you. It's not people. People don't as many times even mean or know that they've offended you. Maybe there's some that don't care. But it doesn't matter what the circumstances is, whether they care or whether they don't. You are in a battle for your soul. You're in a battle for your, you have got to set your face toward heaven and look up. And I brought that thing here today with scripture on it so we can see what we need to do to overcome. What do we need to do to overcome? One, I said we need to get in the presence of Jesus every day. We need, first you got to repent. And I don't care how many times you need to repent. 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 I know we're sitting high with it, and every little word don't send us to hell. Every little thought don't send us to hell. But when we've done wrong, we need to admit it and cleanse it out of our life so that we can stay right. Because if we keep sin in our heart, it won't be long to where all, we'll just begin to lose a mindset for Jesus and we'll just begin to turn to something else. And the Bible tells us here that nobody can separate us from God. Nobody can. Nobody can separate you from God. You do it yourself. And so the devil can't make you sin. He cannot make you quit. He cannot make you quit. He hasn't got the power to do it. He has to get your cooperation. If he gets you in hell, it's because he's got your cooperation. You've said, okay, devil, let's do it your way. Because you're either obeying God or you're obeying the devil. And to obey God is to love your fellow man, to do good, to know God, to love his word. And it sounds so harsh and it sounds so mean. It's just truth. It's truth. I got to know it. You got to know it. We got to know the love of Jesus. Now, he's not turning us loose and just going, this. But if a righteous man, and I was thinking, this isn't the person that winds up in hell for turning away from God that is confused, discouraged. God keeps working with you. Injured, hurt. God keeps working with you. It's that person who is a deep person in God, who knew the things of God, who walked with God, who really knew him. And I know the younger on the more on the edges there, it's God's concerned about you staying in there too. But seasoned Christian, don't think that just because you've always been in church that that's your key. Your key's Jesus. And you got to keep him front and center and alive and be obedient to him. And know his voice. And just listen to this scripture. I'm going to turn away here. So it says, Romans 8:31. It says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son. Now listen, this is talking about God who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God and Jesus are like this, and they do everything together. Together, they're going to give us all things. It says, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of God and the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And this, he also says, this is the covenant I make with them, the house of Israel, after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Be still and know I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our help. Because he set his love upon me, Psalms 91, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Lord gives strength to his people, Psalms 29. The Lord blesses his people with peace. O Lord, my God, I call to you for help and you heal me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down to the pit. Is any among you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone sick? Happy, he should sing songs. Is anyone sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up, and if he's committed sins, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much or is powerful and effective. And this is one here. Psalms 107, 20, 21. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and wonderful works to the children of men. I'm afraid I don't want this to come across today as being negative, because it's not. It's very positive. It gives us such hope. It says, Isaiah 41 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. 2 Samuel says, I will call upon the Lord who's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved, hallelujah, from my enemies. Philippians 4 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. 2 Samuel 22, he is a tower of salvation for his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his seed forevermore. And I'm going to read these last two. This says, I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall come and pray to me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search, and you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And then also the other version that says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. You will come and pray to me and I will listen to you, and you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart. This says Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. It says, we are more than conquerors, Jesus said. The scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen.
Amen. We got about 10 minutes left, so okay. I guess we'll do the prayer request now.
Let's do.
Okay. The first one is, let's pray for Jonathan Lester, who is getting a CT scan today to check the tumor on his colon. And then the second one is for a friend of mine, Shiloh's daughter, Bree. Bree had a baby girl about 5 months ago, and she's had medical challenges ever since she was born. Let's pray for this family as they pull all the tubes and release her to go be with the Lord Jesus. There's the first page. Mm.
Okay, is that all?
No, I've got another page. Oh. We'll do those, oh, okay. And then we'll do this.
I'm sorry. Okay, I was waiting on you to read those.
Sorry.
Okay. This is for Jonathan Lester. Mm-hmm. He's getting a CT scan today. So, Father, we just bring him to you. Father, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And your word gives us promises that if we call, you listen. It gives us great and precious promises, Lord. That's why people are calling in, because they have faith and know that you hear and answer prayer. So I ask for you to be with him during this scan, that everything will be fine, that you'll touch this tumor, that you will cause this tumor to dissipate, that there will be no problem. God, we just lay him before you and ask for victory. I ask for life and health and strength, and that the word, you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. We claim that for him in Jesus' name. Amen. God, I pray for Shiloh's daughter, Bree. I pray for this.
The baby girl's name is London. Sorry. London. I forgot. Yeah, London is the baby, the 5-month old that's going to be with her Jesus today.
Oh, the baby's going to be with Jesus. I wasn't catching that. Okay. Yes. Father, we just ask for this family. We just pray that you will be with them. We know, Lord, that when someone goes to be with you, that is a wonderful thing. It doesn't look like it from our side, God. We can't see the wonder of it because we only see the loss. We only see the pain and the death and the hurt. But God, I pray if it is time for this child to go, that you receive her, there will be a glorious home going for her. But Lord, we know you're still the healer, that you can raise up. You, even from the dead, you can raise people from the dead. So we pray that your will happen in this situation. And Father, if it be your will, we ask that you raise this child from as it were, the dead. But God, if you choose to take her home, I pray for the comfort of her mother, for her grandmother, for this family, God, that you will comfort them and you will give them a hope and a treasure over there, Lord, that they will know, oh God, that they want to make heaven so that they can see her, so that they can spend eternity with her, God. I just plead the blood over this whole situation and ask for your mercy and grace to comfort, guide, help, strength, and ask for your miracle, God, and your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And then the second page, pray for the family of Chad Pennington, who went to his final resting place. And also for one of my neighbors, let's pray for the family of Bonnie Dacus, who moved to heaven.
Amen. It's a hard time when people go on. That's when we have to pull our faith out and we have to start trusting the Lord for comfort and looking to him, because when we try to understand it, we won't. We can't understand why that people had to go.
And, you know, I've experienced loss. We've all, in some way or another, have experienced loss. And this morning when I came in, over there, as I'm getting ready to go, I seen these two puzzle pieces.
Oh.
I've lost my husband, and I've lost my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And when they left, and I lost my friend, my neighbor, and when those people left my life, it was like a piece of the puzzle left. Piece of me left.
Yeah.
A piece of my heart. But the Lord so sweetly this morning told me, as I was getting ready, those puzzle pieces that you're missing, the pieces that you're missing, put me in there.
Wow.
Continue to put me in there.
Yes.
Because I am the piece that can fill that missing piece.
He's the only one. He's the only one that can do it. And when we don't keep him in there, then the loss is so heavy to bear. Mm-hmm. It's too heavy to bear.
Yes.
It's too heavy to bear. It's heavy enough, but I what I've noticed that when my husband went, he just don't come back.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know what comforts me the most?
What?
Now I can take it as comfort. Is I know now that someday, I'm gonna see him again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's not gonna be no hurt.
Right.
There's not gonna be no disappointment.
Right.
And there's not gonna be no pain.
No. No. One man that had got a eternity view and then came back, he said, someone said, did you miss your family? And he said, no, it's just like they're coming tonight for supper. Yeah. You know, because it's just going to be a while, and there's no such thing as time there. And he said, in their mind, they're enjoying heaven and knowing we're coming. Mm-hmm. They know we're coming. And actually, this one guy that I heard last night on TV, he was on a Daystar, he went to hell. He was an atheist, and he went to hell. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, now I lost the thought what I was going to tell about it. It was staggering, and how the Lord, anyway, it'll come back to me, and tell how the Lord came to him and brought him back from that. He said, I'm going to let you experience this, but when you face things, say Jesus Christ. So what he was doing was saying, he said, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, because you're calling on Jesus and giving his title. Jesus is Christ. So you're saying Jesus Christ and the anointed one. And God brought him back. I kind of lost the thought I was thinking of there. So anyway, we're praying for the family of Chad and for the family of Bonnie Dacus. And Father, we bring them to you, all of these people today. We just ask God for the comfort that only you can give, Lord, that these pieces that she's talking about that's missing out of their life, God, that you will let them, God, put you in there and show them how to do it, Lord. Show them how to let you live in these spaces in their life, how to fill that void for them, Lord, how to love you best and walk close to you, Lord, and how to be victorious in their life over every loss. Father, you didn't say there wouldn't be any dying. You didn't promise that. You just said, I'll be with you. You promised, Lord, that you would be with us. And I thank you, Lord, that you will be with them, because only you can comfort. We try to give words that are inadequate, Lord, but only you know how, Lord, to go into the heart. But you can't go there unless they invite you in. So I ask that every family member will invite you into those spaces in their life, that you'll feel them, encourage them, and comfort them, and to know they will see them again. If they stay faithful to you, they will see them again. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I want to touch on something about earlier in the program. You spoke about the Lord knowing our hearts, mm-hmm. how we don't know each other's hearts, mm-hmm. but the Lord knows our hearts.
Yeah.
So I just want to share a little testimony about that. Whenever my neighbor passed away.
Yeah.
Angel, my grandson, he didn't see what I seen. Mm-hmm. He didn't smell the smell that I smelt. He didn't go in there. He wasn't in there like I was.
In the house.
Yes.
That's good.
And however, he did experience the second hand of it, uh-huh. because he experienced my
upset,
you know, my mm-hmm. expression, my response to uh-huh. it. Okay.
Right.
Well, we stayed with my mom for about a month, and I got to a place, you know, I had to go to my mom's to process it, a uh-huh. safe place to process.
Right.
And so I stayed with my mom for a while, and I would go take care of my dogs and stuff and just check on the house. And when I would go, at first, I could feel anxiety trying to attach itself back to me
uh-huh.
and panic. Was trying to, like, really attach itself to me.
Uh-huh.
I would go over there, and I would just feel, like, borderline panic and border attacks. I mean, like, uh-huh. right there. It's knocking hard.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And there came a time where that passed. I kept taking it to
uh-huh.
I kept taking it to the Lord.
Yes.
Every time I'd go secret. Over there and I'd feel those feelings, I would say, Lord, I don't like this feeling. Lord, I can't do this feeling.
Yes.
I don't want this back. This is not mine. I've given it to you. You have taken it from me. I do not receive it. It is not mine. And I came to a place where that stopped, where I stopped feeling those feelings when I would go to my own house, my own home. But my sweet angel, he still had those feelings.
He didn't know how to get rid of them.
He mm-hmm. was, you know, kind of traumatized over uh-huh. the ordeal.
Uh-huh.
And we were feeding the dogs one day, and I told him, I said, buddy, grandma's ready to move back home. I'm ready to come back home. And he just kind of started crying.
He stayed with you at your mom's.
And he said, Grandma, I can't. Grandma, I can't. He said, Grandma, I don't feel safe here.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, I don't feel safe with you.
Yeah.
He said, I don't feel safe here anymore.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know if he's, you know, at my house we have chores and stuff. Uh-huh. At my mom's, not so much.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh. She does it all.
And so I'm thinking this, and I tell him, well, buddy, Grandma don't know if you're playing the situation, trying to manipulate to stay at G-Mall's because it's so funner there.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I said, so here's what I want you to do. Grandma don't know your heart. I can't see what's in your heart. But our best friend can. Our God can see your heart. So what I want you to do is I want you to pray. Because God knows your heart. He sees it. So you pray. And you ask God to make a way for you. And if it is sincere, God will make a way for you. So we did the Christmas in July. This is my God. This is the living God I serve. Christmas in July, 2 weeks later, after I talked to Angel about this,
mm-hmm.
at the Christmas in July, my pastor's daughter, Brooke, and her husband, Tim, offered to take over the guardianship of Angel. And I found some feelings.
Uh-huh.
I found some feels about it. You know what I mean? The whole situation, I had feels. But I gave it to God, and I trusted God.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Angel. Mm-hmm. A 9-year-old boy. 9 years old. And the Lord told me, because I was feeling like a failure, I was having all these feelings,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You went through some trauma.
And
yeah.
The Lord told me so sweetly. He said, no. He said, I want you to look at this as a change of the guards. You've done your part mm-hmm. with this baby.
Wow.
Now we're changing the guards.
Okay.
He's a 9-year-old little boy.
He needs a man.
He wants nothing more than to have his mom and dad
mm-hmm.
in a home.
Mm-hmm.
But since that can't happen the way he wants it to happen, the
right.
way Angel would like it to happen,
right?
The Lord made a way for him to feel safe.
Right.
Have an environment. Yes, sir. He has an environment that he feels safe in again.
Uh-huh.
And to top it off, there's a mama and a daddy, a
yeah.
husband and a wife.
Yeah. And he can learn from a man.
Yes.
And a young boy at his age needs that man to pattern
yes.
after.
Yes.
So he'll know how to be a man. Yeah, God is so good.
So I just, you know.
He'll watch him treat his wife. He'll learn how to treat a wife. He'll learn a lot of things
yes.
that even though you'd want to teach him, you can't
yes.
because the circumstance are different.
Yes.
So, but in this circumstance, he can learn
yes.
those things.
And, you know, Brooke and him have a history. Miss Brooke is one of the ones that would go and find him, take him home with her
uh-huh.
until mom came.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you should have seen his face.
He was
when
tickled.
I told him that they offered, he just melted.
Huh. And he'd cry.
He started crying. And at 9 years old, he just, thank you, Lord. You are my best friend.
Oh, wow. How sweet. So he must have been praying.
Yeah. I don't, someone needs to hear this. If you're feeling feelings that you don't like, that you don't want, that you don't understand, it's okay. The Lord knows how you feel already. He knows what's stirring inside you. He already knows. He is standing right there waiting for you to go, here. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't, Lord. I can't.
Yes.
Will you take this from me? Will you take it and help me?
Yes.
Because I can't do it on my own. Sorry, I don't. Oh, it's okay. While she answers her phone, I'm going.
put it on silent.
Would you like to pray to end this out, Sister
yes.
Judy?
Praise God. Father, I bring all of the things that have been said today to you. I pray, God, that the enemy cannot pick any of them up and use them in any way, but only the Holy Spirit will take these words and your word, Lord, will get into people's hearts, and they will learn of you, God. They will learn you are good and you are love and you provide salvation and you provide a way out, and they can talk to you and they can walk with you, and you provided the way so they don't have to go to hell. But they too will realize, God, that they must respond to you, that they can't ignore you, Lord. Or there is, Lord, in the very end, Lord, that with the Bible says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Help them to choose Jesus and know, God, that the choice is theirs. Their future's in their hands, Lord, depending on the choices they make. And God, I ask you, God, to cover these words, cover these people that have heard and will hear this word, and let it be only to your glory and to the upbuilding of your kingdom. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from my handsome grandson, Ethan, and from our beautiful sister, Judy Gifford. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.